Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Darmalars, 1 year anniversary special.
How's it going? It's the Darmalars.
What's up, guys? This is the Darmalars podcast. This is Benjamin.
And Ralph.
And we are here. I'm used Benjamin. I busted out the formal name.
Yeah, you never use that.
I know. Well, it's a special occasion.
You only use it in real life or like
I use it on the phone because otherwise people can't make out my name.
Yeah. This is the Darmalars podcast. This is our year anniversary special extravaganza.
Yep. We've been going at it for a year.
Yeah.
Just fucking like crazy.
Yeah.
For a year straight.
So anyway, how was your week?
My week was, it was all right.
Your year?
Well, let's see. First I woke up and I had a piece of toast and then day two. It was a good year. And
good. Good.
Yeah. You started doing a lot of stuff since the year that we've been doing Darmalars.
Yeah.
Your life's changed a little bit.
Yeah. A lot. Well, yeah.
I mean, it was around the same time.
I had already quit my day job. But, it's the past year has been just awesome as far as the show we're doing.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
Really cool. A lot of fun people we've met. And it's just been a blast. And we're still going. It's
the only thing I do. Like, this show is like the only thing that I can point to as like, this is something that I now do, that I have like a project.
Yeah.
And it feels good.
Feel good on the whole. That's a callback from a year ago.
Maybe that should be the theme of today's episode, is to make as many of our own stupid jokes as we always do. And then it would be no different than any other episode.
Yeah. So, look for those.
What did you get from Netflix this year?
This year, probably my favorite movie that I got this year from Netflix would be Hard Target.
Oh, man, you love that one. You keep trying to tell me to watch it.
Well, fucking, I ended up buying it, so
and
what do you say we watch
me.
It this weekend?
That's the thing, is when I thought about how well I determine what's my favorite movie I got from Netflix, I thought, well, if I bought any, that would be a good sign.
Yeah.
I haven't yet.
It was $6, and I got it from like a present that I had to return for my birthday, so it was kind of free.
So it was kind of free. Yeah.
It was a free $6 movie. And it's great.
Starting the free six
purchase
mafia.
I would purchase it for $7.
Whoa.
With my own money.
That's $7 more than you spent on it this time. It's people like listening, a casual listener would say, that's only a dollar more.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't your $6 in the first place. So.
Yeah.
What do you have from Netflix right now, Children of Men?
Children of Men.
The Krull. Movie that just keeps on going.
Krull is in the mailbox.
I saw Krull on your queue, and I was jealous because it's in my queue for like 30 movies from now. Maybe I should move it to the top.
Tomorrow, we're not going to see any movies.
Yeah,
so
bring it over.
Let's bring it over. What do you think?
This guy has rated 1,065 movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I want Netflix to really suggest good things to me.
You really want to dial them in. You and I are 86% similar.
Nice.
And me and Stevie are like 84% similar.
So I don't know what Stevie and I are, because we can't be each other's friends because it's the same account. But
so
I would say we're probably 90%. Stevie's sitting in right now and she shakes her head. Yes.
She says yes.
This is the first episode where we don't have anybody listening in.
That's right.
In the producer couch. So I have the headphones on today.
You're self-producing.
Which looks like it might work out. I'm getting a little bit of an echo, but it's not a big deal.
I kind of wish I had a pair.
You should grow a pair. So anyway.
I want to see what I have from Netflix real quick.
Oh yeah.
I have Wizards, which is a Ralph Bakshi movie.
How did your joysticks turn out?
Oh my gosh. I have to tell you about that. I actually took notes on joysticks to talk about that on the podcast. Okay, joysticks.
The sun is hot is one of your notes.
Joysticks, which was the 80s titty comedy I rented last week.
Did it deliver on the titty front? Because usually you get a titty movie and it's not.
It did not deliver. Not
like the motion picture Give Me an F.
Yes.
Which is about a cheerleader camp.
Which was hilarious.
Which has
zero nudity. This was like, I think there were 6 to 8 boobs in the movie. So you know, four, for an 80s movie, it worked out all right.
But so 3 to 4 girls?
Well, I'm not going to say. Maybe it was about like a nuclear explosion and mutants and stuff, for all you know.
Recall.
The video, the theme song for the movie featured the chorus, Totally Awesome Video Game. That's how cool. The song is. Totally Awesome Video Game. It's pretty badass. The fat guy was named Dorfus.
Awesome.
The nerd was named Eugene.
Okay.
And there was a punk rock arcade addict named King Vidiot, who was played by freaking Uncle Rico.
Nice.
From Napoleon Dynamite. It blew my mind. I was like, God, this guy looks familiar. Who is he? And I talked myself into thinking that he was the crazy guy from Real Genius, you know, the one that like lived in his closet.
Uh-huh. But,
yeah, Lazarus. Yeah, I thought it was him, but no, I looked him up on IMDb and his freaking Uncle Rico. And the henchman in the movie was the other brother, Daryl, from The Newhart Show.
Nice.
So, kind of interesting. But cool. What I have right now, Wizards, I thought it was important to mention because producer Ryan celebrated his birthday this week.
Yes.
And I'm pretty close sure that Wizards features rotoscope and narration.
Ooh, Ryan loves both of those things.
He loves both of those things the way that other people love getting kicked in the nuts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's important. There you go. Happy birthday, Ryan. You don't have to watch it. That's my present to him.
Sweet. So,
do you want to keep bullshitting or you want to talk about Lost?
Let's get into Lost. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's get into Lost.
Episode 3X18.
3X18, D-O-C.
D not, to the O to the C.
Not a C to the D.
No.
Which is Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, that's funny that you said that. Were you talking to the guys?
Oh, that's weird. I went to Ryan's dinner last night for his birthday. Right. He should have shown up. You're
it's funny that
friend.
He said something that my roommate said, but it's not as funny when I realized that he hung out with my roommates last night.
DSC, which is?
Destroyer of Conan.
There you go.
Date of conception.
Date of conception, which was, I think, the one thing we got right last week.
Date of conception, and it was Sun's date of conception, which if I did the math based on being on the island for 90 days, which is what Juliet said,
uh-huh,
and then subtracting and adding and stuff, it was day 37.
In a row?
That's right. But then it turns out that
is
Juliet
that collision?
Was that?
No, it wasn't collision.
No, it was Glass Ballerina. It's the day after the Glass Ballerina.
Wait.
Day 37, according to Lostpedia.
How could that... day 37 can't be the Glass Ballerina.
I know!
Because that happened after the other 48 days.
Yeah.
Lostpedia needs to fix that.
It's
right
weird.
Now.
It's weird.
Because I always assumed that she got pregnant during Collision.
Right after Jin got back?
Yeah, when Jin got back in Collision, and then he came out of the tent, Hurley gave the thumbs up.
Well, my math is a little hinky because Juliet says that they've been on the island 90 days, but then according to the fact that she tells Ben that it's Saturday at 6 a.m.,
mm-hmm,
someone on Lostpedia says that means it's been 88 days.
Okay.
Because that Saturday would be 88 days. But, yeah, the Glass Ballerina, according to Lostpedia, takes place on day 36.
Which is horseshit. There's no way.
That would mean that there's been 50 days this season.
There's no way.
Right?
I'm just saying, the other 48 days took place at the beginning of season
two.
Yeah, and that was 48 days in.
God, I am way off.
Yeah, that's why I'm concerned.
Maybe I was really high when I wrote that down.
No, that's why I was concerned. You're going to have to check that out because the timeline doesn't work.
No, you're right. I think I was looking at it backwards.
Who knows?
But anyhow, someone go online and do research. I tried to do research and it failed. That's why we don't do research out there, by the way.
Because we're failures.
Because I'm a failure.
Someone
figure out. I want to know what was happening when Sun got knocked out.
I did not take notes this week.
I did.
I've been really busy doing something which we'll mention at the end of this show.
We'll tease it and then we'll talk
about
it.
And then... But there's one, the one thing I do want to talk about is this DOC.
Date of conception?
Yes. But it's something that happens at the end of this episode. So let's go through your notes now.
Well, my notes are pretty linear because I took them while I was watching the show. So you'll know when I get to the end.
Yeah.
First of all, I wanted to point out that Zero Time Listener asked me on Wednesday. He walked up to me and said, "Is there a new Previously on Lost tonight?" I thought that was a pretty funny way of asking.
Yeah.
Okay, at the very beginning in Sun's garden, did you see that there was a couple of palm trees that were crossed?
No, I didn't.
There was palm trees behind her that were like formed in an X formation, which made me think of It's a Mad World. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You should Netflix it.
I'll do that.
You should Netflix it because
I'll get it when I send back Children of Men.
Okay, so never. This whole thing with the crossed palm trees, it's like, if I remember the movie correctly, and I could be way off, it's like, remember how we talked about you knowing the parody of movies more than you know the actual movie?
Yeah.
I know like the Simpsons parody much more than I know the actual movie, but the whole thing is that there's palm trees in a formation that indicate where the treasure is supposed to be buried.
Got it.
So it was, I mean, I'm sure maybe they can grow like that naturally, but I saw in the background, I was like, hey, look, another way is if you're in Southern California or parts of Arizona and Nevada, you can go to In-N-Outs, and a lot of In-N-Out locations have crossed palm trees in front of them.
Yeah.
Like the one in Irvine, I think.
Did you look back and see if those palm trees were there in previous episodes?
No, I haven't gone back to Sun's Garden.
I'm wondering what that signifies. If it is buried treasure, maybe that's where her ring was?
Maybe that's where her ring fell. Yeah, exactly. So if it's in the background of the ring burying scene, that'd be very funny and something that we missed the first time.
And then they had to leave it in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
That's the background.
Do some research.
Yeah, we have to do some research and watch Message in a Bottle?
Message in a Bottle?
Yeah, no, that Sting
go
video.
Back. How about you just go back to The Long Con?
Okay.
Because I know her garden was in that because she got taken by Charlie.
She got taken away. It was funny. I was watching this episode and I got upset when they were like saying that Jack can't be trusted.
Uh-huh.
But like mere seconds before that, when I got all righteously upset, mere seconds before that, I was like, I wonder if Jack's been turned. Like, it's okay for me to say it, not the.
Yeah.
You know, like only the skipper can make fun of Gilligan. It was fun to see the Jin and Sun in the past, happy.
It was my favorite Jin and Sun episode.
Yeah, it was a good one.
You haven't even watched it yet. Oh my gosh.
Maybe we should.
Oh no.
Steve hasn't watched it. Maybe we should let her leave.
Oh no.
We should let her leave.
We'll let her leave.
Okay.
We'll get that later. We can just shoot a fake one.
Okay.
Totally forgot. Go watch Lost. I know, that's what we'll do.
Okay, I totally forgot.
I'm glad we didn't talk about the Juliet stuff. Go see it. Go watch it.
Stevie can't watch it with regular people because she has a job.
Stevie, yeah, because Lost is on so late.
Man,
it's on
glad
at 10 o'clock.
Because
it's on so late,
yeah.
She has trouble watching. She hasn't watched it yet.
That's
it's
funny.
Been 2 days. Come
well, we
on.
Haven't spoiled anything.
I know, but she's listening to it right now. She's listening to us right now
in the recording,
in her headphones,
in the future,
and she needs to catch up on Lost. Get on that.
All right, it was fun to see them happy and in love.
Yes, it was my favorite Jin and Sun episode. For some reason, it was like it was just so awesome that they were able to take their storyline and totally flip it.
Yeah,
and it was great. I loved it. I thought it kind of went with the island story really well.
Very well. Yeah.
Like with her lying to Jin so much and finding out if it's his. Oh, it was great.
And her flashbacks weren't even about her getting knocked up. And yet it still fit in perfectly with the situation that was happening to her. It had nothing to do with Jin. She hadn't even been porking that guy yet.
Yeah.
So, I really thought it was a good Jin and Sun episode. I mean, we've known these characters, you know, since the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And this is the time that just reversed everything we thought we knew about them and just gave us crazy background. And it's like a
sad
track.
And it continues to make Jin a good guy.
A good guy,
and Sun a horrible person.
And it makes the story like so tragic.
Because in the first season, Jin was looked upon as a bad guy. He was worse than Sawyer.
Yeah.
He was just like this. He was really a mean guy, and now I'm sure if we go back and watch season one,
we can probably
totally a different.
Yeah, we'll know why he's doing what he's doing.
Yeah,
you know what's funny is like at the beginning of the show, we were like that lady that saw them in the airport, the one where she's like, "If I ever act like that, shoot."
Yeah,
we were like that, like arrogant, and thought we knew the whole tale. And that's the thing is with all these people is we think we know the whole story, but then we get piece by piece, and you're like. Wow.
But I love this flashback because a lot of times what happens is with flashbacks, you kind of get a whole new storyline, like further instructions. You get this weird, bizarre Locke storyline that has nothing to do with him before or after.
And with Locke, it's important because you're trying to follow him. You're like, well, what happened next?
When you think Sun and Jin episode, you don't think
something new.
Something new. You're going to think, oh, it's some other storyline.
It's going to be about her cheating on
him. But it was so poignant.
Or...
It's like it was even more important to their storyline than some of their previous ones. Yes. And it was just so cool.
It was the one that gave us that, all the background.
That we learned something entirely new on characters we thought. It was just great.
It was totally cool. I came up with a Mary Bang kill for us.
Oh, no.
You don't want to do this?
Let's save that for the end.
Okay.
Unless it has to do with this episode.
It does have to do with this episode, kind of.
Go for it.
We'll save it for the end. We'll just tease you with that one, too. All
right.
Okay, do you think that Mikhail was coming to them because Hurley fired the flare?
Yes.
Okay, do you think he reported that to others? And by others, I mean Capital
O. It's his job.
Okay. I saw him shoot it off the first time, and I was like, huh, that's funny. Now they're out of flares. Because, you know, it always seems like you only have one flare.
Uh-huh.
But then later they were using it to threaten Mikhail.
Uh-huh.
So was Desmond bluffing, or do you think they have more flares?
Well, if Desmond was bluffing, then that means Mikhail didn't show up because of the flare.
Well, I mean,
because he would have just...
He would have assumed that they had already shot their wand.
But I'm assuming, like, you can put one flare in a flare gun at a time.
Yeah.
But who's to say they don't have more than one?
A box of flares, I was watching the episode, and I started thinking about all the people on the show that have been in the Army.
Yeah.
And I listed as many of them as I could, and then I went on Lostpedia, and...
The ever-reliable Lostpedia.
Or, you know...
I'm sure you read it correctly.
I'm sure I read it wrong. I had to have, dude, because you're totally right.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like some event in the Glass Ballerina, like a flashback.
Maybe you meant 37 days ago, not...
I don't know.
We'll 37 get, we'll, days on the island.
I'm just digging myself a deeper hole. But anyhow, I listed Jin.
Okay.
Was in the Korean Army. We found out this episode.
Yeah.
Mikhail.
Uh-huh.
Saeed.
Uh-huh.
Kelvin.
Uh-huh.
Kate's dad.
Yes.
And the one I forgot was Desmondo.
How'd you forget Desmond?
That's no idea.
That's like the one point of his backstory that we
that
don't
we don't know
about.
Yet.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we don't know it. Maybe I can only understand something if I see a whole episode about it. I don't know. Yeah. But it's funny how many different armies, too.
Yeah.
Like, only two of them were in the same army.
What if we find out that Hurley was in the 501st Stormtrooper?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
He'd be awesome as that.
He would.
He's done Star Wars references.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he could totally do that.
Dude, if I had that much money, I'd join up.
If I had that much money, I would buy the new Stormtrooper helmet on Master Replicas.
Yeah, and then join the 501st.
And then join the 501st and show it to everyone.
You're a nerd.
Hey, where he comes from, he's known as something of a warrior.
He is.
Maybe he's a Stormtrooper warrior.
I hope so.
I guess we just stumbled across something.
Go for it.
Did you think when there was rustling in the trees and you knew that somebody was coming, I thought it was going to be Danielle.
I did not.
You thought it was going to be Mikhail?
Yep. Sure did.
Did someone spoil you?
Because I decided to go and check our MySpace page
before
Lost started, because Lost starts at 10. What am I going to do between...
Nothing and 10.
Yeah. South Park's not on anymore until like October.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to check our messages and check our MySpace and whatever. And yeah, there was like two messages that say, hey, Mikhail's back.
Oh, God.
It's like, I'm glad it happened early on in the show.
And you texted me. I remember you were like, don't check MySpace.
Yeah.
By the way, because
we're
on the wrong coast.
Just so everyone's clear on this.
Yeah.
The Darmalars.
Us.
Watched Lost at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter.
And we're spoiler free.
I'm not going to be looking at that anymore. Yeah. Forget it, guys.
Yeah, that's harsh. Well, I thought it was Danielle.
Okay.
Because I didn't have the benefit of being spoiled. And I was still...
Well, usually if there's wrestling, it's Danielle or Vincent.
Yeah.
So...
That's a good point. It could have been Danielle riding Vincent.
Dude, that's awesome.
Hurry up, Doug. That's my Danielle.
Him trying to get away from crazy.
Yeah. Because dogs can sense crazy.
Yeah.
So he'd probably freak out. I was glad that the A-team decided to share their info about Mikhail.
Yeah.
Like Hurley knew everything about him.
Yeah.
For once. So that's good. I even wrote a note. I said, forewarned is forearmed.
You know what? Yeah. I don't know when that would have happened, but...
They've been back for a couple of days. They've been long enough for Kate to get boned down with Sawyer, so... Good. I'm glad. It's like they came back and reported for once.
Yeah.
Shared information. And then I tried to do a little scorecard of because Desmond says by his count, they've killed more of them than the others have killed of the survivors.
Okay. Do that because I was wondering the same thing.
Well, I looked it up online and I didn't write anything down.
So much looking up online this
week. I know.
Week.
I tried to be good. Cause
it's like a real podcast over here.
I know. It's like a real podcast over here.
Hey,
okay.
I'm a computer.
The others, right?
Yes.
Ethan killed Scott.
Okay, one.
We assume. Because he threatened to kill one of them, and then Scott died. Yeah. So, Goodwin killed Nathan.
Okay.
And I think that's it. Unless I... Because, like I said, I looked it up, but I forgot to write anything else down.
Sounds good.
On the other side of the coin, Charlie killed Ethan.
Okay.
Anna Lucia killed Goodwin.
Uh-huh.
Locke didn't kill Mikhail, so we can't count that.
Okay.
Echo killed two randos.
Okay.
Anna Lucia killed a rando.
Uh-huh.
And Sun killed Connie.
And? Sawyer killed
Rando
in the season 2 finale.
That's right, when Kate was tying her shoe.
Yeah.
So, he's right. I think, in terms of timeline, because Charlotte does say something about they started it.
What about others killing others? Juliet
killed Pickett. That's it,
and
right?
Pickett killed Sawyer's boner.
Not for long. He came back just like Mikhail.
All right.
Charlie did say something about they did it first. I think he's right in terms of the timeline, because the others attacked the Taileys. Anna Lucia tells the story. It's like really soon after they got there. They didn't kill anyone, though, but they attacked, and then they reacted in self-defense. So I think First Blood still was our side, but it was in response to an attack.
Yeah.
So, and I say our side because I'm still with the Survivors 815.
Yes, I'm still with them too.
I mean, that's what the show's about. What do you think about that whole Mikhail business? Do you think they just don't know how to take a pulse?
The first thing I did was to see if the eye patch was on another eye.
That would have been awesome.
Just to see if it was like maybe his twin. And that also got his other eye. Like, dude, that cracked me up when Charlie said he'd take his other eye.
That was pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
He
was really pissed. Charlie really does not like the others for obvious reasons.
Yeah, he does not.
I
liked his response to that. That was, what's that? I thought, is he like making fun of Charlie when he was deaf after the hat?
I think it has to do with his ears bleeding.
But...
Or
what's that you say, Sonny?
I don't know.
It's pretty funny. But were you going to say more about Charlie?
He got his ears boxed. I know that.
Yeah.
Damn. Fucking Jin popped both his eardrums.
Yeah. Jin was awesome.
A move that I don't ever want to happen to me, because I can't even imagine what that feels like.
I can, and then you'd probably be dizzy afterwards. Yeah, that'd be fucked up. Jin, I was stoked on Jin. He took him down. Fought him well, and then he was heads up on the satellite phone later on.
Yeah.
And he picked that up.
Yeah.
I mean, and everyone else was like, no, don't worry about it, Jin. Stay here.
Like, just Jin, like,
Desmond's
fuck
like,
it.
No, no.
I'm getting that guy.
No,
Jin
phone,
really wanted
it.
To take that guy down.
I wonder if Jin was wondering if he got the word wrong. Like, he's saying phone and no one's doing anything. He's like, God, I think it's called a phone.
And as far as Jin's concerned, the others grabbed Sun and knocked her on the head.
That's right, and he'll always think that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's really
got,
pissed.
He's got motivation.
All right, what else you got?
If Mr. Kwan is Jin's father, you know, that's Jin's last name, right?
Kwan? Jin, yeah.
If he is Jin's father, do you think he had to pay?
I don't know.
Or do you think they were dating and she was also a prostitute?
I have no idea.
It's interesting. I like Mr. Kwan. I think he's a really nice guy. And this brings me to another Mary Bang kill, but this is a challenge for the Lost Initiative girls. So I'll say that at the end, too. This is a request for you and everyone else out there. Never, ever wake me up by putting your hand on my mouth.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
Okay.
Come with me if you want to live. It's like, remember when you said that you wanted to write a letter that said, if you're reading this, it means I'm dead?
Yeah.
It's the opposite of that for me. That's the one cliche thing that I don't want to happen to me.
Like... Juliet could probably like knock on her door and say, hey,
yeah, son, are you in there?
I need to ask you, or I need to tell you something. I want to help you.
But she wanted to sneak away so no one would covertly follow them and find out that she's double-teamed.
But she can still like come in and say, hey, son, I want to, or like tap her on the foot.
Son, wake up. Yeah, something. Very dramatic.
Yeah.
Kind of a there for the scare. Okay, so 9 others died from the pregnancy problem, right?
Okay.
So the showing, first of all, that the island is still full of others, like we were saying.
Uh-huh.
But why do you keep getting pregnant? Is it because of the super sperm or they can't help it?
I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot of getting pregnant.
Yeah.
For knowing that, like, if you're the ninth one, like, well, eight people on this island sure have died, but I'm going to get pregnant anyway. I'm thinking it's like, this island's really boring.
Well, they brainwashed Cindy, it looks like, and they could have brainwashed someone else and say, like, put them together so that they do it.
So what are they watching if, you know, when Carl is being brainwashed to know that Jacob loved him? What do they watch when they brainwash you into porking?
I have no idea.
Pornos, probably. Probably totally awesome.
The DeGroots.
The DeGroots doing it. This is awesome. You should totally do it like us. Thumbs up from Gerald DeGroot. Okay, I thought that, interestingly enough, this episode, Sun had two Catch-a-22s.
Huh. Yes.
She had the one where it was if the baby was Jin's, then she was going to die. If the baby wasn't Jin's, then she was going to be sad. And she also had to sell out Jin to her dad to protect him from the shame of knowing who his mom was.
Yeah.
So she was also, she was in two situations like that. When Hurley tells Mikhail about the satellite phone, and Charlie shoots him this glance like, shut up, dude.
That was pretty funny.
What the hell?
So well, Hurley's just a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but he had a couple of gaffes this episode. Firing off the flare.
He's fine.
He's not built for deception.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, if the average male has 60 to 80 million sperm, and it's about five times that amount, that's 300 to... my math is off again. I don't see how it can be... Okay, yeah, it's 300 to 400 million sperm.
Nice.
That's a lot of sperm, right? 100 million? I like to think that Mikhail is addicted to communications. And his hatch blew up, and he's like, a phone? My chance. This is my one chance. I got to check my MySpace. I got to, you know, or whatever people did back in 2004 that he was so addicted to.
They might have had MySpace.
I have to play Free Cell. They might have had MySpace 2 years ago. And it worked out perfectly for Sun that Jin was like, you got to have to take that money back. Okay. You'll never see it again.
Yeah.
I'll just walk out of here with it. I'm getting to the end here now. I liked that Sun just totally owned up to her mafia connections.
Yeah.
She's been so innocent the whole time. In this episode, she just let it out. Like, told her dad, told the prostitute, and fucking told her hard.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, don't fuck with me. That was awesome.
I want to see an episode where Sun just claps her hands and all these mob bosses with Tommy guns surround some dude.
Yes. Or like a bunch of kung fu dudes. I know. Yeah. That would be awesome. Oh, and then Juliet on the tape recorder.
P.S. Yeah, this is what I want to talk about.
P.S. I hate you and your bug eyes.
Okay, the DOC, is Juliet correct? Was she lying to get off the island?
Was she lying to Ben because that's what Ben wants?
What she can do is say, ooh, the date of conception is prior to the plane crash.
Right.
But if I tell everybody that she was conceived on the island... and she survives the same way Claire did, they'll think that I finally fixed the problem, and they'll let me go home.
And it's like Ben said, to manipulate someone, you find out something they're emotionally invested in, and you exploit it. And Ben wants women to get pregnant on the island.
Yep.
That would be very smart of her. And there's no way Sun's going to know the difference. I mean,
unless she doesn't die, then she'll be concerned.
Then she'll be slightly concerned.
But it's going to be that would be a really interesting storyline come next season.
I think so, yeah. I mean, there was talk about how you can't get it all that accurate from an ultrasound about how many days. I think that I would rather perceive that as the convenience of the show.
I would even go as far as to say that if you're a doctor and you're talking to somebody who's pregnant for the first time, and you don't want another doctor to hear your conversation...
Yeah.
That you can say anything you want.
Say anything that you want, and they'll buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't know. She doesn't know personally.
Because if she trusts Jack so much, and Jack and her are buddies, why can't they do it together?
Yeah. Oh. And that's why I'm not bringing Jack, huh?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So she can lie and say, I'm going to find out exactly when this baby was born.
And then Jack would be
like... She does her own research and fudges the details.
Gets her own samples for the thing that she's really there.
Yep.
So it was cool. It was well delivered by the actress, as usual. I think she's really good. And it was cool to see that she does still have that problem with Ben. Even though she's apparently working for him, she's still conflicted about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think...
many layers to Juliet.
Many, many layers. I wish she would take them off.
What's that?
What about that stuff about they found the plane?
Loved it. Plane. I loved
that
it.
That was awesome.
I loved that. Any Twilight Zone ending is an awesome ending for Lost. And I was watching it with engineer Jeff and what's her name? I'm assuming her name's Naomi. Which, by the way, that blood coming out of her lung was nasty, dog.
It was spraying it was all gross. Over the place.
Yeah. But anyway, she said that your plane crashed and blah, blah, blah.
I wrote
it
down.
And Jeff said, what?
and then Hurley said,
what?
Made me laugh. Was perfect.
And then Hurley said, what? And Jeff said, yeah, exactly. Like, what?
Hurley speaks for us, like we said, and he did it perfectly there.
Did Ben stage a fake crash of 8:15?
Yes.
Now, that being said,
okay,
would he just allow Michael to go off the island?
It's only been 2 months. But
still, if you stage a crash because you're hiding your island, would you just let one of the survivors go?
I don't think I would, no.
Exactly.
And from what we know about Ben, he's a liar. Total liar.
He's a truther.
Or total truther.
We don't know. We don't know the whole story.
So I don't think that if he did fake the crash, he would let Michael go quite that easily or at all.
Or did he just...
because it would queer the deal.
Did it make it appear that Michael was let go where he just got shot in the head?
Maybe.
Like on some barge or something?
Or
did the submarine sink it? Who knows?
I mean, it didn't seem like he was providing him with a lot of info. He just gave him a heading and a boat.
Yeah.
Like if they were like, okay, we'll take you to the mainland and then put him on the other submarine and knocked him out, then he could go so far as to like falsify the crash records and make sure there was no body found for Michael Dawson or Walt.
But you have to think about that pretty far in advance.
He does. If he gets flashes, like a lot of people are suggesting, he thinks about things way in advance.
Huh.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think it would be an insurmountable conflict to all of a sudden let someone go if you fake their death.
Yeah.
So,
can't wait to see how this unfolds. That was an awesome ending.
That was a total. It was like, you know how there's times where we just watch Lost and it's like, oh, that's a good episode. But then there's times where it reminds me why I watched the show in the first place, of that moments where I'm just like, what the hell? On a TV show? What? And this was one of them where she said, I mean, granted, there's like a lot of easy explanations for it. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, they faked the crash. But still, it was really cool to hear.
Yeah.
And of course, motherfuckers got to be talking about purgatory now that they brought that up.
Ah, bullshit.
That didn't help.
Nope. That's not purgatory.
It's not. Okay.
Is that it? Is that all you got?
Get into next week on?
Yeah, let's go next week.
Okay.
All right.
Next week on Lost.
3X, what, 19?
19.
What's the name of the episode?
The Brig.
The Brig?
Yeah. And as of press time, which is what you say when you're recording something,
yaha.
As of press time, I don't know who it's about.
Okay.
But from the trailer, but the thing with
what
the
is a Brig?
What a Brig is like a prison, a military prison.
Okay. And we're probably not getting a Desmond flashback already.
No, I wouldn't think so. But from the trailer, there was a lot of Sawyer and Locke interaction.
Oh.
But
Sawyer, it's probably a Sawyer episode.
It could be. It's been a while.
Since the first pod with the prison one there.
Yeah.
But so, a military, huh?
That's also what they call it on Star Trek. Maybe he's in a Star Trek prison.
Ooh. Nerdy.
I hope that's the case.
I don't know why I was so excited about that. I really don't like Star Trek.
It's just a what? A ship prison? Yeah, sometimes it's because, yeah, that's why I think Star Trek, because they say it like the prison on the Enterprise is the Brig. Hmm. So maybe it's also the prison on like a floating
Brig.
Ship. Or maybe
it seems too soon for a Locke episode. Because maybe he's in a prison?
I don't know.
On the island? Who knows?
We'll see what happens.
What'd you see in the trailer?
Can I talk? Well, it's not that spoiler if it's on the trailer, right?
Just basic points.
I see Sawyer and Locke scuffling. as Locke asks Sawyer to do something distasteful.
Ooh.
And then he asks, why? Why do I have to do this for you? And Locke says, because I can't.
Ah.
Very intriguing. And but that's what I was, the point I was trying to make earlier is the way it's been going with the rest of the season being so short is that it's not necessarily next week on Lost. It can be this season on Lost.
Yeah, because they've been doing the first of all, the music from Requiem for a Dream.
Every week.
Appears for the third time in a row.
Yeah.
And they keep saying, you know,
this season.
These all lead to the final.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they showed Locke, I think, last week. Or the week before,
yeah,
in the and promo, no and we Locke. Haven't seen him yet.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens next week. It's a very exciting time in Lost, and it's all going to come to an end.
It's all
for an 8-month hiatus,
building to such a crazy climax that's just going to leave us sad.
I got a message from Jimmy today, and unfortunately, he has some personal issues. He started recording his segment, and unfortunately, was not going to be able to have it up in time. For our posting, but he did ensure me that he will have the midweek show coming up.
Which is good.
Which is good, which is great.
It means that he'll probably have more time for that.
Yeah. Some other thing before we get into the contact info. Part of our podcast that we're recording right now is being videotaped by Stevie. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And
that's for?
That's for our year anniversary behind the scenes year one retrospective
of the
making
first
of Darmalar's podcast.
We need to work on that title, maybe.
So sometime this weekend, for you, those of you folks on the LPN that listen to us on the LPN exclusively, come over to the Darmalar's, go to iTunes and put Darmalar's, look for the yellow Darma logo. Download our podcast. We're going to have a special video podcast for you. I've already started work on it. We have interviews with,
All four of us.
All four of the Darmalars.
Yeah.
Special appearance, producer Ryan's back.
We have video footage.
Just it's going to be great.
Fun.
Check it out.
And then in addition to that, if you go to the Darmalars feed, that's where you can get the Lost score from Seattle Jimmy.
Yes.
The midweek show. Which is a good supplement if you like music.
And
like
not
Lost.
To spoil too much,
okay.
But there's going to be an even extra or specialer small video tidbit. It's an 11
a video biscuit.
It's 11 minutes long.
Wow.
And it'll be probably up on Tuesday.
So there you have
it. So you're going to get Darmalars
at the wazoo
every day this week.
That's
depending on when Jimmy posts.
That's right.
If for some reason Jimmy posts on Monday, you'll have Darmalars Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, you'll be able to watch Lost.
Which is a lot like Darmalars.
Yeah.
It'll help you think of us.
Yeah. So big week for us. Yeah. LPN listeners, come over to our feed. Check us out. It's going to be a blast.
Join in the anniversary celebration.
It's going to be great. It's a lot of fun. It just kind of all fell into place.
I got. I think I should hit up on these things before we do the contact info.
Okay.
So here's the Mary Bang kill that we teased earlier.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Jin's mom.
Okay.
Aunt Lindsay
from...
Aunt Lindsay is Claire's aunt.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Aunt Lindsay from Arrested Development.
No way. And the sheriff of the island.
Okay. I'm going to kill the sheriff of the island because I absolutely hate her.
Okay.
I'm going to marry the... Jin's mom.
You're gonna marry Jin's mom
because she's
got $100,000
loaded with cash. Stevie came back in the room. And then I will bang. Who's the other one? I'll bang the other one.
Yeah, I guess you'll bang Aunt Lindsay.
There you go.
Okay, I said that I would kill Jin's mom.
Okay,
fuck that bitch.
Okay,
that was fucked up.
Well, are you gonna bang her or fuck her?
No, I'm just gonna kill her. No, I'm saying like I'm using it in the pejorative sense.
Okay.
Aunt Lindsay, I will marry. Because she can keep me safe from Christian Shepherd.
Okay.
She's like the Cerberus of keeping you away from Christian Shepherd. And I guess that leaves me banging the sheriff. And then I thought, this is funny. I shot the sheriff. My load. So, and I also have a challenge of Mary Bang Kill for the Lost Initiative chicks who were very, very kind with their previous one.
Well, I had to leave a message for Amy on our MySpace page. If you're her friend on MySpace, go check that out.
Okay.
Because I think her reasons for killing me weren't that great.
weren't exactly true.
Yes.
To begin with.
But I did give her an alternative, which is I don't like reading books.
That's a total reason for her to kill you. So. That's as much of a reason as me hating Canadians.
Throw out the challenge for the girls. Okay. And then I will do this challenge.
That's going to be funny. All right, girls, if you're listening, this is a Mary Bang kill for Mr. Kwan, Jin's dad.
Okay.
Christian Shepherd, Jack's dad.
Okay.
And Mr. Widmore, Penny's dad.
Okay. Marry the first person.
You'd marry Mr. Kwan?
Yeah, he's got money.
He's a nice guy.
Kill the Christian Shepherd.
Yes.
And bang
Mr. Widmore.
Mr. Widmore.
Do you think that if you banged him good, he would give you some of his scotch?
I'd only bang him to get the penny, apparently. I don't know why I would.
I know that works on girls a lot. With the old, hey, I banged your father technique.
Oh, jeez.
I talked about it on the video, but I don't know if we could edit it out. I want to mention that call we got from Israel.
Yes.
That was really cool.
Very cool.
Good distribution. Yes. Good to hear from you while you're on the other side of the world.
Yes.
I wanted to mention to you and other fans that I was watching this show called Drive on Fox.
Which has been canceled.
Has it already?
Yep. That's what I read today.
Why did I even bother?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm not going to try any new shows now. I'm just going to watch shows on DVD. we all know Mal, Nathan Fillion from Firefly.
And also from I Do.
Exactly. He played of Lost. Kate's husband. He was in a scene with the actor that played Danny Pickett.
Nice.
The two of them, like Danny Pickett was playing a sheriff that was interrogating him.
And so Danny Pickett played a sheriff that was interrogating Kate.
Yeah. And Mal did Kate. So yeah, they've got a lot in common. And I want to mention for you specifically and for the fans that Cynthia Watros will be on Reigns tonight.
Cool.
That's that show with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
You like Cynthia Watros?
I do.
But you're not gonna
like
even bother with that. I TiVo.
I still have to watch the Thursday shows.
If you come over tomorrow to watch Crow, I'll keep it and show you.
All right. And Hard Target. Stevie, can we do that? Do we have plans tomorrow? Kick back? Enjoy Crow, Hard Target?
That poor girl. let's give out our contact info.
If you want to contact us by a telephone, Dharma Line at 206-338-4261.
If you want to contact us by an email, no phone, you can send an email to dharmalars@gmail.com.
Be our friend.
Be our friend. That's all I want.
Last week on our on the 420 show, our friend count was actually at 420.
Total coincidence.
I thought it was funny. But this week, we have 21 new friends
in 441. 1 week.
So about three...
A day.
People a day. Amazing. I can't believe that so many people are...
I can't believe that anyone wants to be our friend. That's awesome. Be our friend.
So be our friend. We'll comment on it. I don't know if you've checked recently, but a lot of people...
MySpace.com/Dharmalars.
Yes, a lot of people have been giving their work info, so
That's cool. I do have to check that. I asked for it.
DharmalarsPodcast.blogspot.com. That is where we post our shows, and if you want to comment directly on our shows... Go there.
And if you want to talk about Lost in general, and if you can find space in the midst of the 100-plus comments, you can go to scottandsteve.blogspot.com.
Which is a fun place to go.
That's a fun place to go. It's
hard for me because... Oh, okay. This is what happened this week on the Blogspot, on the Scott and Steve Blogspot.
Uh-huh.
People were talking about heroes, blah, 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 heroes.
Yeah.
I don't watch Heroes. I don't know anything about Heroes.
And
so
you
couldn't care less. Oh, man. Someone mentioned Hans Zimmer, and I started posting like a fiend.
Yeah, you went nuts.
So for those of you listening out there who attend the Blogspot, I don't watch Heroes.
No.
But it sounds like an interesting show, but man, don't get me started on film music.
Boy, do you have opinions about Media Ventures.
So, I mean, there's always something to chime in about if you're a fan of Lost or a fan of anything in general. I'm sure you'll find some more stuff that you want to talk about because it's more than just Lost.
That's right.
And it just cracks me up that, man, boy, did I ever just go to town.
You went from done to really having a lot to say.
Yeah. Just because I really don't watch Heroes.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be one of those shows that I watch on DVD.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I wish I'd followed that advice.
Yeah.
I guess it hasn't been canceled yet. Maybe I can hold out that Heroes will be my one show.
It's a hit show.
It is a hit show. I'm safe.
So there
I'm
you
safe
go.
For now.
I think that's all for this week.
Yeah, we got nothing else to say.
Jimmy, I hope everything's going good. Can't wait to see your Monday show. Folks, head over to the Darmalars on iTunes. A lot of fun stuff coming up this week.
Yeah, it's a good week.
You got to check it out.
Bonuses.
A lot of stuff. I want to thank everyone who supported us the last year.
Yeah.
I want to give a special shout out to the Lost Chicks podcast who posted their last show this week. We're going to miss them.
That's too bad.
But they're still going to be around. You know, the same way that Ryan from the Transmission still posts on the Jay and Jack podcast. So they're still going to be around.
That's good.
I like to thank Jay, who still today I asked for advice on putting up stuff for our podcast, who's been a supporter, a fan, and
a technical advisor.
A technical advisor. And he advised me technically today, and he mentioned that he can't wait to see all the stuff that's coming up this week because he's going to get his Darmalars fix.
Nice.
I'd like to thank Lost.
Yeah,
putting
definitely.
Out an awesome show. I'd like to thank Jorge Garcia, who decided to call us once and who's sent us messages every once in a while on our MySpace page.
Yeah,
he's one of our many friends.
He is totally cool for doing that.
And today he's
our in a place of honor on the podium as we record.
Yes. We'd like to thank. Gosh, everyone that listens to us. Everyone who listens to us.
Yes,
we love it.
We love it.
Guys, keep sending us messages, friend requests, and that's all I have. I'm done. I'll do Total Recall.
You're going to Total Recall?
In honor of the most repeated yes.
request that I kept forgetting because I don't have Total Recall.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
We're going to go out with our first one.
Okay.
So it's going to be a callback from our first episode.
This is a deep reference then. Well, I'd like to thank all the same people that Ralph thanked. It's been a good run, and we'll talk to you guys next week and week after that, and then sometime in the summer.
We didn't even mention Kim and Amy. We thanked all these people.
Oh,
Kim and Amy, who's our sister podcast.
We talked about them three times.
Yeah.
But we never said them by name. I would like to thank Kim, and I would like to thank Amy.
Our sister podcast.
The Sistren.
The Lost Initiative.
Yeah. You got to... I still have to design a logo for them.
Jesus.
Remember when I volunteered to do that because I have a lot of graphic experience.
I volunteered it as well, and I've not done that.
And you have actual Christmas. Graphic experience, and I don't.
We'll get on that.
Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you next week. I hope you enjoy your weekend, and I hope you enjoy all the special bits coming up, as I know I will. And I'd like to thank Stevie for recording with the camera. And I guess
I
that's it.
Her.
So for me, Ben Johnson, you're one of the Darmalars. Lost a la vista.
See you at the party, Richter. You all, everybody.
All, everybody.
Hey, Darmalars, this is Matt and Steve.
What's up?
Just want to wish you a happy 420, April 20th. We are the are the Smoke Hatch podcast calling you in during one of our talk show sessions. I just want to wish you a...
The finest.
The Lock's finest. Everybody out there, super drunk calls coming into the show.
Brack.
Awesome. So this is like a drunk and a...
Something. Finested out.
Finest. The Lock's finest.
So, you take that, man, and be sure to play with the Nerf Fracker this summer. Go out and frack some people in the face.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Darmalars, unite!
Is it done?
Bailey, you've been acting like a clown. I think it's a lack of baseball. You need baseball every day. That's why you need XM Radio. Play-by-play, every game and every team. It's like water to a thirsty man. It's like medicine to the sick. It's like that time, you know, when you got married. But it's that way 24 hours a day, wherever you are. You can even listen to a bunch of games in Spanish. So whether you are home in your state, California, or halfway across the country visiting your imaginary friends, you can still catch your team, the Angels, all season long. Or Dolls. If you like walk-off home runs, you can listen to the Red Sox. Good luck, my friend, and be happy. Baseball is here. And listen, if you want to send a message from me, Derek Jeter, or Carl Ricken to your friend, go to xmradio.com/MLB.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dre calling out of L.A. Slowly coming back to the world. I have been away for a little bit because taxes are back. Yeah, I wait till the last minute to do all that crap. So I was off blowing all my money. If you hear anything in the background, I'm at my job, so whatever. I haven't looked at the episode yet tonight. After the last one I seen was, you know, last week was a busy day. Hanging out of the tree and, oh boy, catching one in the neck, you know. Oh man, I kind of wish that was really going on, but then again, you know, I don't want all the main low characters to fall off and die. Even though, like in true Stephen King form, they might, everybody might fall off. But, yeah, so, you know, I guess that's it. Look at the episode and I'll hit you guys back and let you know what's up. The main reason why I was calling, because I was trying to find a weed and I couldn't find one. I scoured every bit of LA and could not find that crap. So I guess I'm gonna have to go out more towards my girl way. I want to make a me so bad. But, I guess I got a PS3. I know I'm rambling here. So I got a PS3 joint and bought a monitor. I ditched my monitor from like 98 to step into the flat screen joint. So I guess it looks nice. Nice for my flat screen HD joint that I got in there. And look at loss on, so that's that. So, that's what I wanted to know. If you guys look at the 4400, maybe like when that comes back on in the summer, you guys could, you know, do a podcast. If it won't be no lawsuit, if this is going to be like a forever and a day in between thing, so I could cover that show. So, it's not Heroes, but, you know, it's sort of kind of like it, even though it was out before it. So, that's that. I guess that's it. I'll call you guys when I got to look at the episode tonight. Later.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Dre calling out of L.A. I just watched the episode. One, who would have thought? They said they found a flight and people died and all this other crap. I was right. I was right. They faked the crash. I knew it. Now, I'm just waiting on a couple of more things to prove they're robots or something, because they never blink and shit. And, you know, the regular stuff. Anyway, but did you see how Jen kicked the dude with the one-eyed Willie's ass? That was kind of tight. He bust out with his hip-hop keto or whatever the hell that was. But Jen bust his ass. It's a damn shame. He always seemed to get his ass whooped for him being all so nonchalant and shit. But I did like how he was fucking with Charlie, though. That was great. The episode was good. I liked it. It was kind of tight. So that's all I got. I guess that is it. Hoobie-doo-boo. I'm out.
The sun is hot. Yo, this is Johnny Blaze calling out of South Philly. Just wanted to say everybody was really surprised that Mikhail Patchik ain't dead. Get over it. I mean, he only got pushed through the fence. Something fucked him up. And he's alright. He lived through it. Get over it. Bye.
Hey, Darmalars, it's Jay. Just wanted to say happy anniversary. I can't believe it's already been a year. Just like it was just yesterday. I just wasn't going to cry. But I just want to say congrats on all of your success. And here's to many more years of Dharma awesome Larsness. Alright, here's Jack.
Hey guys, this is Jack, and unlike Jay, I'm not gonna cry because I'm a man. Just want to say keep up the great work. Enjoy listening to you guys every week, and we'll be talking to you. Thanks. Have a great day.